In Santa Fe, Texas, staff will be returning tomorrow to the high school where 10 people died in the shooting last Friday. The students won't return to class until next Tuesday after Memorial Day. When violence occurs in schools and communities, it causes many students to suffer from acute mental stress. As Lee Gaines of the Illinois Newsroom reports, some schools in that state are training teachers so that they can recognize and react to traumatized kids.
At a church in Champaign, mental health counselor Karen Sims is teaching about a dozen people about the effects of trauma on the brain.
Having a caring school environment, me liking school, is a protective factor that helps me overcome all kinds of adversity.
Most of them are educators worried about their students. Gun violence in the university town has increased by more than 70% in the last 7 years, peaking in 2015 with nearly 100 gun-related incidents in Champaign and neighboring Urbana. And last December, 3 people were shot outside a high school basketball game. Lindsay Aikman teaches at Champaign Centennial High School. She tells the group that one of her students recently told her he has death anxiety.
He's like, I feel like I'm going to die. Like, I never felt that way until I became a junior, and now I'm scared of it all the time.
Exposure to violence is one of many causes of trauma. And decades of research shows that trauma early in life changes a child's brain, leading to poor health later in life, including increased risks for physical ailments like diabetes and obesity, as well as mental illness like depression and substance abuse. But the research also indicates that with the right intervention, children's brains can bounce back. Christine Argue with the Illinois Education Association says the IEA has made trauma training a priority because the need has reached a crisis level.
So if we don't eradicate this public health crisis, it will only fester and get worse.
There's academic risks for students, too. A study in Chicago showed that children living on the same block where a murder occurred performed worse on reading tests within a week of the homicide. The children surveyed in the study also suffered from disrupted sleep, anxiety, reduced awareness, and difficulty with concentration. Traumatic experiences generally can also lead to lower graduation rates and poor work performance. Karen Sims, the counselor leading the workshop, says if you don't address the underlying trauma, kids can't succeed academically. Aikman says that that's what brought her to Sims training.
We have kids walking around with chronic PTSD. We have kids like repressing the violence that they've seen, the fear that they have of not graduating. We've got to do better. There has to be better.
So how can teachers do better? Elizabeth Degree is the special education director for Champaign Schools. She recently started training teachers in Champaign to think differently about their students. She says a trauma-informed school is a place
where adults ask themselves relative to kids' behavior, not what is wrong with you, but what has happened to you.
Researchers who study trauma say to do that, schools need to assess the emotional and social needs of students, not just their academics, and then create an environment where every child feels safe and supported by the adults at school. This includes shifting from a discipline model that's purely punitive to one that teaches better behavior. Degree says that cultural shift is a challenge. So when she's training educators to make that mental leap, she focuses on the science.
This is not about a touchy-feely, everybody be nice to each other kind of thing. There is real research science. This is based in something that is beyond what you might look at as being soft.
The Illinois Education Association provides trauma training workshops for educators and administrators from across the state. Christine Argue of the IEA says people who don't understand the science behind trauma in the brain can make false assumptions about how to help kids. That's why building awareness around the research is the first step. She says the hope is that educators who receive this training return to their communities and teach others about the effects of trauma. Then, she says, they can make that cultural shift.
Now, in this training, it isn't that you're coming to get a box of tricks to take back to your work site to change kids. It's really more of an opportunity to begin a paradigm shift that has to happen.
But to do this work efficiently and effectively, experts say the entire community, local government, businesses, police, and the schools all need to make that paradigm shift. Argue says it's a slow process, and that worries her.
While we're trying to pull people together while we're trying to convince people that this is real and that it isn't going anywhere. There are casualties. I mean, figuratively and literally. It scares me.
But she says communities can improve the lives of kids and families if they start addressing these unmet needs. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.